where you write on it, the process of doing.
You have to.
SWAK, sealed with a kiss.
So you sit down and what, the envelope?
Address.
And you say, I'd like to write it, but I don't know his
address.
Or let's say if a little boy has learned something new, like how to whistle between his teeth, and you wanted to know where he learned it, you'd ask him, well, who
taught you that?
Or
where did you learn that?
Now, where'd you learn that?
What about, what do children call another child who goes around telling on other children?
Joey. The tattletale.
Joey.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Is there any difference between tattling and gossip?
Yes. Tattling, I would consider as maybe actually telling the truth about something, and gossip is just a rumor.
What about these things that children play with? You might say the child has a lot of
fingers.
By way of,
well, he was holding the thing.
Okay, shut up.
Okay.
Try to move it.
All right, toys.
Okay. We were fixing to set the world land speed record for it.
I can do it.
What about, have you ever heard toys called anything else?
Not except
playthings.
Playthings or their specifics.
What about, say if you had given your wife a bracelet and she was just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, why don't you go ahead and
put it on, take it, keep it.
But what about if you're just sitting on the couch, not opening your mouth, and the fellow next to you says, what'd you say? You might say, well, me, I said
nothing.
You might say, well, oh, I thought you said
something.
Or what about if somebody asks you how long you've lived in Fayetteville, you might say, oh,
all my life.
Or I've lived here.
All my life?
Always. Okay. Or say you're talking about trying to ride a horse, you might say, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Or what about something that somebody did, you might say, well, it wasn't an accident, he did it
intentionally or on purpose.
What do you say that boys do if they get irritated at each other, that they might begin to
fight, scuffle, scrap?
And the past form
scrape.
Of that is, yes.
Scrape it, scuffled,
fight,
fitted, and fought. I'm hurrying.
Somebody,
you're not making things easy, Wayne.
Who accidentally punches himself in the leg with a knife, you say he did what to himself?
Injured his body.
Specifically with a knife.
Stabbed.
And if a teacher walks into the room and there are a bunch of funny pictures on the blackboard, she might turn around and ask the class, well, who
did that?
Or who
drew the pictures?
If you have to lift a heavy weight, say up to the roof of a house, you might set up a block and tackle and try to
draw it up
or
pull it up
or
lift the weight with the block and tackle.
Maybe hoist.
Hoist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Got about 10 minutes. What would you say to somebody in the way of greeting them around 10 o'clock in the daytime?
I shouldn't say good 10 o'clock, should it? Good morning.
How late in the day would you say that?
Up till noon.
Or what about when you left someone during the day, what would you say?